Herzlich willkommen zum Retten-Podcast aus der Rubrik First Aid for Your English. Den englischen und deutschen Text finden Sie in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Retten, das Fachmagazin für den Rettungsdienst.
Life-threatening bleeding. Emergency call. It's a Saturday afternoon in summer. Thomas Meyerhof and Claudia Gerold are sitting outside the ice cream parlor enjoying an ice-cold milkshake. The dispatch center calls them back to reality. In an allotment on the edge of town, a patient has injured himself with a knife and is bleeding heavily. Disappointed, Claudia leaves her milkshake and sets off for the ambulance with Thomas. Situation at the scene. At the entrance to the allotment, a man leads them hurriedly to a plot on the edge of the housing estate. The 40-year-old patient is sitting on the floor in swimming trunks, and a helper is holding a kitchen towel against his forearm. Although the patient is pale, he responds when spoken to. Barbecue with a bloody outcome. Claudia takes over the compression with a kitchen towel and asks the patient to lie flat on the floor. While she is doing this, Thomas prepares the materials he needs for a pressure bandage. The patient explains that he had started preparing the meat for the barbecue that evening when he slipped with the knife and injured his forearm. The wound immediately started spurting blood. His quick-thinking neighbor had pressed the kitchen towel against the wound. Treating the wound. Claudia asks Thomas to have the sterile dressing ready. Meanwhile, she lifts the patient's arm up and presses against the artery in his upper arm with the fingers of the free hand. She then carefully removes the kitchen towel. Although the cut is only 3 to 4 centimeters long, it appears to be very deep. Thomas covers the wound with the sterile dressing and applies a pressure bandage after that. As a pressure layer, he uses a sterile bandage pack and he winds the gauze bandage around the arm, crossing the bandage with each turn. After a few turns, he asks Claudia to reduce the pressure on the artery. He observes the wound dressing carefully. Bleeding appears to have stopped. Claudia checks the pulse distal to the wound and confirms that it is palpable. The frequency is a little high, but it's regular. Thomas checks with the patient. How's the feeling in your fingers? The patient replies that he can feel his fingers. He can also move them when asked without any problems. Positioning. As a result of the rapid response of the first aider, the blood loss can be categorized as relatively minor. However, the patient complains of dizziness and discomfort. His blood pressure is slightly hypotonic at 95 to 60, but Claudia and Thomas suspect that this is psychosomatic. While Thomas gets the stretcher ready, Claudia moves the patient's legs into a slightly raised position. She uses a beer crate with a couple of chair cushions for padding, and by the time Thomas returns with the stretcher, the patient's condition has improved. Patient history. Meanwhile, Claudia has completed the patient's history. He doesn't take any blood thinning medication and he has no relevant previous illnesses. His blood pressure and pulse have returned to normal at 120 to 80 and 80 respectively, and his complexion is rosy again. As the weather is hot and humid, Claudia decides not to take any measures to keep the patient warm, and any additional infusion therapy to stabilize the circulation also seems to be unnecessary due to the good condition of the patient. Transfer to hospital. Claudia removes the beer crate and asks the patient to sit up. As he does this, she watches his reaction and checks his pulse at his wrist. He is still stable and takes a seat on the stretcher. If everything goes okay, I'll be back later to carry on the party with you, the patient shouts to his neighbor. Claudia dampens his optimism. Let's wait and see how badly injured your blood vessel is first. I think the damage could be a little more serious than you think. You were very lucky that your friends reacted so quickly.
Der Text stammt von Rico Kuhnke und Steven Dotz. Gesprochen wurde er von Nina Ospelt. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ihre Retten-Redaktion.